Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. If you happen to be in your car, at home, at work, you could be anywhere else. Thanks for listening. Really that damn simple. I'm joining you from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to this show. Every weeknight I'm here. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Listen carefully. 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, Monday through Friday night. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to the show when it's done there. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. Your boring coworker hitting you up, hit pause. You know, your wife, your husband interrupting you, you don't want to miss the show, hit pause. Anyway, thank you to everybody listening live on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Everywhere from Pittsburgh to San Diego, everything in between, thank you very much. If you're on Sirius XM or my truck drivers, people got that app, thank you for listening on channel 158. Including everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. We've had a busy night as usual. A Thursday night football. We saw the Ravens beat the Bengals 34-20. Not a competitive matchup by any stretch of the imagination. Unfortunately, due to injury, Joe Burrow has to exit the game in the second quarter due to a right wrist sprain. And then even before that, in the first quarter, the Baltimore Ravens saw Mark Andrews go down close to the goal line, tackled at the hip, dragged down, leg kind of goes underneath him with the defender on top of him, and it looks like he has a season-ending ankle injury. And so not good for Lamar Jackson with his security blanket going down. Just absolutely terrible. We've talked about the Oakland Athletics officially moving to Las Vegas, expected to be there full-time in their new stadium by 2028. We talked about Michigan giving up its fight, defending Jim Harbaugh. They're accepting the 3-game suspension, so he won't be on the sidelines against Maryland or Ohio State. And then we'll get into this too. We got two MVPs, Ronald Acuna Jr. in the National League and Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP in the American League. Both of these dudes walking away with the award unanimously. So we got a lot more to do, including taking your calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you about these major injuries tonight with the Ravens and the Bengals. We'll hear from the coaches about the players momentarily. The Ravens improved their record to 8-3. They sit at the top of the AFC North, and the Bengals, they're the bottom of the AFC North right now. They have a record of 5-5. Joe Burrow, maybe he has some time to recover. Their next game is going to be against Pittsburgh on the 26th of this month. Maybe that injury isn't so bad. Their head coach, Zach Taylor, he talked about the injury post-game. He was asked about Joe Burrow, didn't share too much, but yeah, he got a sprained wrist for now. Listen to Zach Taylor.
I know it's very early, but I guess it's a wrist injury that Joe suffered?
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know anything beyond that.
Just a sprain or don't?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Then the tight end side, not the tight end side, but the Ravens side with the tight end, Mark Andrews, their head coach, John Harbaugh, he was asked about Mark Andrews following the game. What's the deal with his ankle? And it doesn't sound good.
Unfortunately, on the negative side, Mark Andrews has a very serious ankle injury. It looks like a season-ending injury. So our prayers will be with Mark. Nobody cares more about the team and being there for the guys than Mark Andrews. So this is going to be hard for him, but we're going to be there for him all the way.
Lamar Jackson, who threw two touchdown passes tonight, threw both of those touchdown passes in the second quarter. Following the game, he stepped up to the podium, and he also had some comments, knowing that he's going to miss his main big target in the center of the field.
I was just telling the crew out there, the primetime crew or whatever, that's the guy who I, entered the league with. You know, we've been bread and butter. Peanut butter and jelly, whatever you want to call it, but that's very tough because that's my boy. That's like receiver one sometimes, and for him to go out first quarter, and he's been having a remarkable year, one touchdown away from a record, I think, that's tough, man. But we gotta somehow do it without him. We got Likely, we got Charlie, we got guys who are going to step up, but it's tough.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Likely was drafted in 2022 last season. He had 373 yards receiving to go along with three touchdowns. Maybe he's going to be ready for prime time on a consistent basis. But as Lamar Jackson said, there's only one Mark Andrews. And so we have to see how this bears out for the rest of the season. I think the Ravens with their defense, top scoring defense, I think they will be fine. I think with a healthy Lamar Jackson, they'll be fine. Odell Beckham Jr. had 116 receiving yards tonight. I know he also had a little bit of a shoulder injury. If he can round into better shape, I think they'll be fine. But yes, missing Mark Andrews for the rest of the season will be a blow. Somebody else is going to have to go out there and step things up. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Chase calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chase?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. Always love the show. My question is, I'd be devastated if the Steelers or the Pirates relocate. I'd be heartbroken. But with Oakland being so close to San Francisco and it being like, why couldn't fans just kind of 20 minutes away, you got a team kind of locally still, where some teams, like Seattle's so far away from everywhere else. Why couldn't, people kind of transition into the Giants or the, the 49ers, they're right there?
Well, it's a regional thing, and it's also a generational thing. If you live, how can I explain this? Well, Chase, that's tough for me to say. I know it's on the other side of the state. If the Steelers all of a sudden left, are you all of a sudden now going to be a fan of the Eagles just like tomorrow?
No, you're definitely right. And, Cleveland's 2 hours from us, and I definitely couldn't imagine. So I definitely feel the pain for them. It's just like that close of a region. And I definitely understand. I'm just trying to kind of see outside the box a little bit.
Yeah, but it's like getting punched in the face. I mean –
Right.
If your wife leaves you, like tomorrow, and you got a thing for the next door neighbor, are you just gonna wake up tomorrow and move in with the next door neighbor? Like, nah, don't work that way,
Right. Yeah, 100%.
That's probably a terrible analogy, but I mean, it's.
I get it. I would be heartbroken. Sure.
Yes, it's tough, Chase. You're a positive guy. I appreciate the positivity.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you so much for the call, JR.
Nah, no doubt. Thank you, Chase, for calling from Pittsburgh. Like, who changes their fandom? That's for, the next generation of sports fans to do. I mean, if you're growing up in Oakland and you ain't never even seen the Golden State Warriors locally, then, yeah, you're going to grow up and be a Warriors fan, especially if they're good, right? I mean, who's just going to all of a sudden switch allegiances to a team, you know, just because the other team is on the other side of the bay. I don't think it's that simple, man. It's like, and I mean, there's a little bit of a transition. Dodgers leave Brooklyn. You got a generation of fans who go, oh, I like National League Baseball. The Mets are born. And it's just like, oh, yeah, well, now I'm a fan of the Mets. I think it was a generational thing first. If the New York Mets left New York tomorrow, not going to happen. Are Met fans going to become Yankee fans? Hell no. I mean, it's Cubs and White Sox. Here's a reality. Do I think it's going to happen? No. Is it possible? Yes. If the White Sox leave, are Sox fans going to wake up and now root for the Cubs? Man, that ain't happening. You could throw that out the window. Don is calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Don?
Hey, how's it going? Thank you for taking my call. Listen, the part of the problem with the Oakland A's is just like it's all over California. It's the tax situation. They tax the businesses to death. And so the city doesn't cut them any slack. What choice they got?
What? I don't know what you just said.
Well, I'm saying
welcome to my life.
You know, the state has the highest, California has the highest taxes here in the United States on their businesses and all that. So they could have cut the A's some slack, to, you know, backed off on the taxes to save them, but they didn't.
Well, so help me out here. Why are there the Chargers? Why are there the Rams, the Lakers, Clippers, two Kings, some Sharks, Padres? How come they can all exist? And, you know, Galaxy, why can they all exist? But, you know, where's the tax situation for them, too?
Well, you got a good point there.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out. There's a crap ton of teams in California in general, so I don't know what makes the A's any different. But thank you, Don, for calling from Birmingham. I guess Don woke up and the Oakland Athletics were the only team in California. They got to be, I don't know, 20 professional sports teams in California? 20 of them? It's like every city worth a damn has like 2-3 teams. 855-212-4CBS. Joe is calling from Baltimore. Oh, this probably ain't going to be good. Joe, how you feeling, man?
I'm a little bummed out, JR. This Mark Andrews injury has really got me worried. It seems like every year, you know, the Ravens have a really good team, and then injuries tear us up. You know, it's every year we have injuries. Lamar the past couple years. We lost J.K. Dobbins first game of the year this year. I was expecting him to have a big year. Now Mark Andrews, I don't know. It's got me really worried about that.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I don't know if you okay doing all that breathing? You all right?
Oh, I'm actually outside working. I'm a little cold. I'm a flagger, and we're outside working tonight. I'm on a little break. I was listening okay. to your show. I listen to your show every night.
Okay, well, thank you, man. I'm glad it was wind because I was going to be concerned if that was you breathing. This is probably going to be a terrible question because you don't want anybody to get hurt.
Absolutely.
If anybody
not.
Had to go down, aren't you glad that it wasn't Lamar, though?
Absolutely. If Lamar goes down, we're done.
Yeah.
And I think last year we would have won. We might have went. We would have probably won the Bengals game if Lamar would have been in there last year. We almost won it without him.
Yeah, revisionist history. But let's think about now. Lamar Jackson, for a minute, did go down tonight clutching his ankle. He did run around on the sidelines, and thank God he went back out there. I just hope that he can make it through the season, and I'm sure you feel that way more than I do, Joe. So good luck to your Ravens, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, JR. And like I said, I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every night.
Now, thank you, brother. You stay warm out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Peace out. Thank you, Joe, for Baltimore. Sean is calling from Tacoma, Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
JR, how's it going? First time, long time.
Appreciate you. What's going on?
Callers just had on the guy telling people in Oakland to go become Niners fans and Giants fans. willing to bet he has never set foot in the Bay Area because you're talking about two fan bases there that, like, literally kill each other in the parking lot when those two teams used to play. They had to cancel the Raiders and 49ers preseason game because people were literally getting stabbed in the parking lot. So, no one in Oakland is going to go become a Niners fan anytime soon. And then just as far as the tax base down there, man, I lived there for a long time, and, you know, the guy complained about the tax rates, whatnot, pricing people out. You know, you also make more money there. And, yeah, things cost higher, taxes are higher, but still, it's a better cost of living. There's a reason why people, you know, agree to pay those taxes. I just feel bad for the people of Oakland because it's a great city. And, you know, just to lose these three franchises back to back to back, it's just a killer.
Yeah, no, it's a punch to the, not even a gut. It's a Draymond Green, thank you, Sean, punch to the face. Ironically, yeah, you get the Oakland connection. No, it's bad. And the guy who called from Birmingham didn't so much talk about the taxes. He's talking about the teams getting a break. Like stop, please. 855-212-4CBS. Barry's calling from Boston. What's up, Barry?
How are you, brother?
I'm good. Go ahead. So you're on the radio.
I want to talk about how L.A. is a horrible sports town. And before you hang up on me, I want to tell you what my second worst sports town is.
No, we don't care about that.
Okay. All right.
You said that Los Angeles is a horrible sports town.
So it's the L.A. Angels. L.A. Angels. Then it's the California Angels. Then it's this Angels. And the Oakland Athletics are getting chased out of town. Like all these towns, besides L.A., Atlanta is the worst sports town.
No, stop.
You're going to hit that red button on me. I know you are.
Nah, stop. Be quiet.
Sorry, brother.
Why are you giggling? Stop.
Sorry.
No, you sound like Goofy. Stop. No, you're making me uncomfortable. Please stop.
I know. Well, I don't.
No,
I don't
stop. No,
say
stop.
Atlanta.
Please don't say anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm going to listen.
I asked you,
why.
No, you're not listening. Stop.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I asked you a very simple question, and you started telling me about Atlanta. You started talking about Oakland. Listen to me very carefully, and if you can answer the question pointed, we can have a conversation. If you can't, you can just leave. Why do you say Los Angeles is a horrible sports town? Go.
I think they have too many things going on in Los Angeles, and there's a lot of money, obviously, but there's so many other things to do. And I don't know if this is a fact. This is just my opinion. And for the LA Angels to change their name five times, for the Oakland Athletics, who is one of the greatest teams that you and I have ever grown up with watching, they're getting chased out of town. And
what is What does Oakland have to do with LA?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, forget that point. Now here's my second question. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
It's a yes or no. Have you ever been to Los Angeles?
Zero.
Okay. Well, Barry, thank you for calling from Boston. Come on, man. Come on. Los Angeles is a horrible sports town.
I like how you go yes or no. He goes zero.
No, I asked him. Zero, never. I mean, it's same answer, you know? He went in a different direction, but he gave an answer. Has he heard of the Los Angeles Lakers? Has he? Look, I understand it. If you want to talk about people having options in Los Angeles, then yeah, sure, fine. And by the way, I've been to Los Angeles. I don't know how many times. That's how many times I've been. Is there plenty of stuff to do? Yeah. I can drive from Palmdale, home of Paul George, or I can drive out to the beach in Santa Monica. I can go all over the place. It may take me 2 hours, 2.5 hours to do it. Los Angeles is sprawling. LA is huge. Yes, there's plenty to do. Second most populated part of the country when it comes to a media market, yeah, you're going to have teams out there. If it was such a terrible sports town, then I don't think that the NFL would try to drive two franchises there to make money off of it hand over fist. Yes, are there a lot of people who move there from all over the country? Yes. Is there a lot to do out there? Yes. But to just say L.A. is a horrible sports town, I'm not going to go that far. I know a lot of people would say so, and they would utilize that same argument. I think that argument has been just punched into the ground. If you ever go to Los Angeles, just drive around. Just drive around the whole city. And you tell me how many murals and paintings and jerseys that you see just representative of the Lakers. Go around downtown and you tell me how many people are rocking with the Dodgers. Tell me how many people are stabbing other people over the Dodgers. And you tell me, you know, how bad of a sports town L.A. is. Mr. Barry from Boston. Go to L.A. first and then let's talk about it. That's right. You've been zero times. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about the MVPs in the American League and National League. We'll talk more Thursday Night Football. And must I remind you, as Barry said, I'm coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, which Barry says is the one of the worst sports towns as well. I got some words there, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. I like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We know tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Ravens end up on top, beating the Cincinnati Bengals. No Joe Burrow. The final score, 34-20. Joe Burrow exits the game in the second quarter with a wrist injury. Looks like he aggravated a wrist injury he already came into the game with. They say he has a sprained right wrist. Now, we know Lamar Jackson threw two touchdowns tonight. He had his own little injury scare there for a second with an ankle injury. We know Lamar's going for another MVP. And I got to show love to Shohei Ohtani and also Ronald Acuna Jr. Ohtani wins his second American League MVP. We know he's heading into free agency. We don't know. We've heard so much over the past few days. He doesn't want leaks going out. Is he going to go to the Rangers? Is he going to the Cubs? Is he going to the Dodgers? We have no idea. He's going to make a lot of money, even though he's not going to throw the ball. He's going to make a lot of bread. Shohei Ohtani's numbers this season, a batting average of .337, 41 home runs, 106 RBIs, or excuse me, that's Acuna. I'm screwing things up. I'm like, he ain't bat .337. Ohtani, .304, 44 home runs, 95 RBIs, and 20 stolen bases. On the pitching side, a 10-5 record, an ERA just above 3, 167 strikeouts and 132 innings. I guess Shohei Ohtani's just a robot. Or maybe not, because how long is he going to be able to both pitch and hit? It's going to make whatever his contract looks like very interesting. Somebody's going to ante up. And Acuna, he wins his first MVP, I say first because I think he's going to win more, at the age of 25. His numbers, stupid. .337, 41 home runs, 73 RBIs, the first dude to go 40-70. 149 runs. It just makes no sense. And his contract, the Braves just rob everybody. They get you on the cheap when you're young. They make sure you stick around. Acuna, 8-year contract, $100 million. That's it. Shohei Ohtani's going to make that in, like, I don't know, a year? It's nuts. Congratulations to the Braves robbing their players and having a young core for the future. Maybe they can get the pitching together. 855-212-4CBS. We got Dakota calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, RJ. Love the show, man.
Oh, so you partially dyslexic? I'm JR.
JR, that's what I meant. Hey, that's what I meant.
Well, how much you been drinking tonight?
Hey, I'm on the way home from the game right now. So you know.
Well, how many drinks is that?
Nah. I'm good.
It doesn't sound like it, but go ahead.
But anyways, you know, I just wanted to talk about the Mark Andrews injury. Like Lamar said, you know, that, you know, Mark, there's only one Mark, you know. But yeah. I will say, I think a lot of people are sleeping on my man, Isaiah Likely, okay? The kid's got the size. The kid's got the hands. Don't sleep on him. I'm calling it right now. This is, you know, with the injury, my man Isaiah Likely going to turn up. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Dakota. Go blow your nose, man. Sound congested. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. James is calling from Austin, Texas. What's up, James?
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
We're good. What's up?
Hey, I appreciate you with that guy from Boston kind of, you know, letting him have his bit, but then running him out whenever he's not making any sense anymore. I really appreciate that. Anyway, I called to talk about Draymond. Everybody's ragging on Draymond for being this terrible human being, hurting all these people. But if anybody were on Draymond's team, I guarantee you every single one of Draymond's teammates is appreciative that he's there.
I don't know if I go that far. I don't know if I go that far. Steve Kerr tonight, and it took a while, Steve Kerr finally said, like, hey, he went too far. He did too much. He was doing too much. He needs to do better. We're going to work with him on trying to do better. I think, Draymond, the reason why you haven't heard anything is because they're winning. Like, you don't think that his own teammates are sick of his antics? It's just the fact that he contributes to them winning. There's only but so many times you can just go, oh, there he is. It's Draymond being Draymond. It's like having a crazy family member that you love them, but you know they're nuts, and you just roll your eyes at them. That don't mean they like him, or at least like his antics.
I mean, you don't have to like him, but –
Well, that's why I corrected myself. His antics. Why would – you think Steph Curry thinks what he's doing is good for the team? Like, come on.
No, not necessarily good for the team, but whenever it's time for Steph Curry to need protection, I guarantee you he's appreciative that he's there.
I don't think Steph Curry is worried too much about that. I mean, in the modern NBA that we play in, ain't nobody elbowing Steph Curry out the air. Ain't nobody punching him in the face. Steph Curry, I don't think he's worried about needing protection. If this
we didn't think that about Clay either, but he almost got put in a chokehold before Rudy did.
No, he didn't. Him and two guys, McDaniels, are swinging each other around. I mean, what's the big deal?
Well, and then Rudy Gobert walks up and grabs him.
Rudy Gobert is a teddy bear. Rudy Gobert ain't going out there to start no type of beef, man. Like, James, this is 2023. This is not 1987. Ain't nobody out there whooping anybody's ass. These dudes are pretty docile outside of swinging each other around, okay?
Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Let's watch
they're just swinging around. Why does Rudy walk up and try to separate them if they're not trying to whip anybody's ass?
Bruh,
just let them do their thing and just walk away.
They were swinging each other around by the jersey. It's natural for Rudy Gobert to try to walk in and try to separate them. From what you tried to describe, made it sound like Rudy Gobert was getting ready to go in there and drop an atomic elbow, which is not the case. I'm gonna say this again, James. Let's get back to the point here from your first point. Even Steve Kerr said Draymond has gone too far. That's it.
I agree with that. But can you agree that sometimes the things that he does that aren't as bad get blown out of proportion just because of who he is?
No, man, that's because of what he's done. He got a laundry list. So who else are we to blame? How are we going to say what he does that's not as bad, things get blown out of proportion? He has punched his own teammate. He's stepped on a guy's chest. He is now putting dudes in a chokehold. He's kicking people in the nuts. He probably cost them a championship. He's gotten ejected more times than I can even count on two hands. Like, how can we say the smaller things lead to the big things getting blown out of proportion? It seems appropriate. I mean, if a snowball is rolling down a hill and it picks up steam, it's going to pick up more snow. And it's not just because, it's facts.
Hey, I agree.
Oh, thank you, James. Come on. Well, the smaller things that Draymond does are drawing more attention because of his history. Of course. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. Matt's calling from Baltimore.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have talked about a lot tonight. Obviously, the centerpiece being the Baltimore Ravens' victory over the Bengals, 34-20. Joe Burrow exiting the game in the second quarter with a sprained right wrist. That hand blew the hell up. He wasn't able to come back into the game, and he was on the sidelines. And we'll see what his status is. We'll learn over the next couple of days. Mark Andrews going down, tight end for the Ravens. It looked like he has some major damage to his ankle. John Harbaugh says, yeah, likely season-ending injury there. And so the Ravens walk away with a victory, but they lose Mark Andrews early in the game. He does not return. Appears to be that he will be out for the season. The Baltimore Ravens do improve their record to 8-3. They sit at the top of the AFC North. They have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL, the top rushing attack, and let's hope Lamar Jackson can stay healthy to close out the season, unlike in past years. We talked about the MVPs in the American League and National League, Shohei Ohtani and Ronald Acuna Jr. picking up the hardware. Steve Kerr says, yes, Draymond Green deserved his five games. This after Steve Kerr said a few nights ago, incorrectly, that, he was going out there to stop, you know, Rudy Gobert from, you know, kind of putting his hands on Klay Thompson. We talked about Michigan saying, no mas, we give up. Michigan no longer fighting the suspension of Coach Harbaugh. He's going to be missing the next two games against Maryland and Ohio State as Michigan is trying to make its push into the college football playoff and then maybe even a national championship. They're going to have to go through Ohio State first. And then we talked about the Oakland Athletics, the owners voting on Thursday for them to officially move to Vegas. The new stadium should be open in 2028. The final year of their lease in Oakland is this upcoming season. And so I'm assuming they're going to find a temporary facility in Vegas over the next few seasons in the middle and in between. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael. He's calling from Boise. I like Boise. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Michael. What's up? Hey, Michael, you're on the radio. He's not on the radio. Trey is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Trey? Trey is not on the radio. Robert is here from Annapolis. Third time's a charm. What's up, Robert?
Radio.
What's up?
Okay, JR and Shep, thanks for taking my call. Happy with the Ravens win. Obviously, losing Andrews is a bummer, but, you know, these are the things that happen. The offense, other players will have to just pick up the slack. And they'll be okay, I think. They have a nasty defense, as Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow could attest to. So I think they'll be okay going forward. And real quick on the Athletics, you know, that team is – that franchise has now moved four times, started in Philadelphia, went to Kansas City, then Oakland, and now Las Vegas.
Yeah, well, they've been sitting there since the 60s, so I think there's an affinity between the organization and the city.
This is true, but teams move, you know, as you said, follow the money. Thanks for taking my call, JR.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I don't think that makes it any different. Like, yeah, teams move. Teams follow the money. That doesn't make it any easier for the fan base who gets screwed at the end at all. 855-212-4CBS. Randy is calling from Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Randy?
Yeah, how you doing, Jared?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm talking a little bit of Browns and Steelers there.
Okay, go for it. I'll try.
Okay, if they want to do something different in the game plan, I think throw a little Mason Rudolph out there in the first half. The Myles Garrett incident that they had, and mix it up, and then put Pickett back in there in the second half. I think it might throw them guys off a little bit.
All right, thank you, Randy. Appreciate you. Good idea.
Thank you.
No problem. He didn't think I was going to say that, did he? Not at all. Greg is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, man. Love you. Love your show. It's freaking
Thanks.
Awesome. Listen
Thank
to it every night. I know you got to go, but I was going to ask you about do you think NFL players now, like Joe Burrow, they get hurt so easy now? Is it just the thing just because it's so violent of a sport, or is it just luck?
Nah, man, these people are getting their asses whooped. I know it's easy for us to sit down and watch and go, oh, the NFL players are getting, you know, hurt
right.
easier. It's not the NBA. I mean, these dudes are getting smashed, bro.
Oh, yeah. I know. It just seems like I'm 50. You know, years ago, it seemed like players played so much. Is it because they're faster now, probably, and just more athletic?
Well, I think the idea is everybody on the field is mobile. And so we're not looking at, like, oh, my God, the quarterback is going to drop back, you know, five steps and throw the ball and just dump it out. Like, these dudes are athletic. They're moving around. It's like Demolition Derby back there, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it seems like the times have definitely changed, too. Quicker, faster than, you know, growing up in the 80s, you know.
Yeah, no, there was a point in time, we can go back even further than that, where a lot of the offense was generated by the running back, and they got destroyed. So imagine being a dude that hands the ball off, and you get to watch the running back get destroyed. And if you think about it today, I mean, before Joe Burrow went down, he was out there scrambling for yards. And so whether you're scrambling behind the line of scrimmage, or whether you get past it to try to pick up some yards, like, everybody is just running around. I'm not surprised that any of these guys get hurt. None.
Right, exactly, man.
I put
you're
it to you
awesome,
this way.
Man.
I'm a punk ass. I ain't trying to go out there and play, man, not me.
Yeah, it would be rough, man. I really appreciate it, man. First time I'd ever got through to you. I've been trying for a while. Thank you so much.
Nah, no problem, Greg. Call up anytime, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt. Yeah, man, it's tough. I mean, we can sit around and call a lot of people soft if you choose. I ain't going to call no NFL players off. Not at all. I ain't working my ass off in the weight room. I'm not conditioning. I am not pushing anything. I'm not pushing another human. I don't personally want to fall on the ground and get up. This is all the hell they doing. I saw one of the quarterbacks the other day hit the ground. Maybe it was Russell Wilson. And they picked him right the hell on up. And I'm like, not me. Not me. Gary's calling from New Hampshire. What's up, Gary?
I'll just say it quickly. I'm 60 years old, and I know I've driven you crazy a little bit before, but I'm a big fan of yours, and I just wanted to tell you and Shep, the younger callers that are calling in, I don't care if they're 40 years old and they're calling in, yo, 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 what's up? I encourage that. It's fun and exciting. It's off the wall, but I keep listening. Keep entertaining.
Well, thank you, Gary. Shep, do you know what he was talking about?
Any idea? You.
Huh?
He loves you. I don't get the yo-yo-yo if you're 40 or younger part, though.
I don't understand that either.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's talking about. You know what? Now that we're here at the end of the show, we did have that other dude call. I know he called from New Hampshire. We had another dude call from Boston telling us about how terrible of a sports town Los Angeles is. And I'm like,
right,
what are you talking about? Have you ever even been? He's like, no, I've never been. Zero times in my life.
Right.
And then he went on to talk about Atlanta being a – another bad sports town. That's a misnomer. I mean, I think Atlanta gets that reputation. I think in a similar space, people think Atlanta and they go, okay, a lot of people, a transient city, people come in, they move, they go out. And Atlanta has a reputation for being a party town and a party city. Yo, bruh, people here love, absolutely love the Falcons. Unfortunately, they're snake bit by them with their disappointments, not just in the Super Bowl. We can look at recent memory here. People absolutely love the Braves. That extends even outside of the state of Georgia or the city of Atlanta. And the Hawks are even lower. They're lower on the totem pole. And when they're good, man, it's like a whole party in the arena. I wouldn't look at television and just go, oh, Atlanta, a poor sports city. Man, go to a Falcons game. It's like any city. The team is good, people are going to show up and show out. If the team is bad, people are going to feel miserable about them. But there's a lot of passionate sports fans here. Go up to Truist. You know, come with me to a Hawks game. Yeah, it's a party town. There's a lot to do here as well. But to just say Atlanta, poor sports town, man, spare me. Please, do that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I forgot we talked about a chef. Her name is Carissa, right? Carissa Thompson?
Yeah, might be unemployed soon, but Carissa Thompson for now.
Oh, damn, wow. Hey, if she gets the boot, we got something more to talk about.
Hey,
so.
JR, I'm yes. Sorry to say this. She acted like a jackass.
Oh, wow.
That's a jackass move.
Why, by admitting it or doing it?
By doing it and then admitting it as if it was no big deal. Like, if you're going to admit that crap, you better come up with some real, like, sorrow and regret. Like, just to say it casually.
Maybe she has a statement tomorrow.
Should have had it tonight when she was on in front of millions of people, but that's just me.
Yeah, mate, Twitter talks.
Yeah.
We'll see. By the way, I don't recall seeing her on TV. Was she there?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she does. See, and that's the thing. Like, it shows you how well Amazon's doing. Yeah, she, you know, she heads the pregame, the halftime, and the postgame show with Richard and your boy Richard and Tony and.
Yeah, I wasn't looking for her. I didn't notice. Anyway, it's time for me to shut up and leave. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me on the internet. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, X, whatever the hell you call it, at JR Sport Brief. I hope you're well, safe throughout the rest of the night. I'm done here on CBS Sports Radio. I will catch you tomorrow, but don't move here. Why? Amy Lawrence is up next. Thank you so much, Shep. Have a good night.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit FelixCatInsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it, meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.